Federal Parliament is scheduled to rise tonight for a fortnight's break, providing deflated government MPs with a breather over the citizenship saga dogging the Deputy Prime Minister. Next Thursday, the High Court will consider whether Barnaby Joyce is legally allowed to continue sitting in Parliament following confirmation he's a New Zealand citizen. Mr. Joyce has spoken about the shock of discovering his Kiwi status and vowed to recontest his seat of New England should the court rule he was invalidly elected. Until then, the federal opposition is relishing the uncertainty surrounding the government. George Roberts reports.
Senator Darren Hinch thinks the Deputy Prime Minister's delay in coming forward was a bad strategy.
They knew about it on Thursday at the latest. Why didn't they bowl this over on Friday or Saturday? Why wait until Monday morning in the House of Reps to do it then? They've stolen their own oxygen for a whole week.
Senator Hinch told Lateline he believes Barnaby Joyce shouldn't be voting in Cabinet or Parliament amid such uncertainty.
I think he should have stood down. I think he should have stood down the way that Matt Canavan stood alongside the Attorney-General and decided he was not fit under the circumstances, under that cloud, to be a minister. And he said he wouldn't vote and he'd stand down, and I think the same should have happened.
Barnaby Joyce has now spoken of the ordeal that led to finding out he had New Zealand citizenship through his father.
The most stunned people in this one were my parents. They kept on saying to me, no, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're not, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. Well, anyway, it is what it is, and now we've got to manage it.
He's told Sky News after being told last week that he may be a Kiwi, the priority wasn't to go public.
When people tell you something, you've got to go away and get a legal opinion. You know, you go hard to work. I didn't just want to walk out the front door and say I've heard about this because you haven't got your facts right. You want to get your facts right. And I don't pretend to be a constitutional lawyer.
But since referring himself to the High Court with unanimous support of Parliament, he stayed on as Deputy Prime Minister, giving the opposition ammunition to question the Coalition's one-seat majority. Barnaby Joyce again.
If the solicitor's advice had come back and said, you're toast, then of course that's precisely what I would do, but it didn't. We had a very firm advice that said, look, I think you're going to be right, but the High Court will work that one out. And so that being the case, then you continue on with work.
Senator Nick Xenophon, who's also a lawyer, disagrees with Senator Hinch that Mr. Joyce was obliged to step down, but it might have saved the government some pain.
Would it have been more politically expedient or politically more savoury for Barnaby Joyce to stood aside? Yes. Was there a legal requirement for him to do so? I think the answer is no.
Both Senator Xenophon and Darren Hinch do agree, though, that it's got to a point where the entire Parliament needs to hold a citizenship audit. Darren Hinch.
Yes, I voted for them both times. It will come up again. Do it once. I mean, your party should do it. I'm a one-man party and I did it. Surely the Labor Party, the Greens, the Libs, they should have been able to do it. It's on them. And as Barnaby said, it's black and white, black and white.
Senator Xenophon again.
I've supported two resolutions so far in the Senate on that. The citizenship audit would be a good thing. It'll clear the air. This is taking a lot of oxygen from the business of governing and the business of MPs doing their job. And the sooner we have an audit, the sooner that there's a proper process, the better off we'll all be.
Senator Nick Xenophon ending George Roberts' report.